I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Remembering Nelson Mandela with the great American Maya Angelou and the South African golf legend Gary Player. Let's get started. Poet, author, and civil rights pioneer Maya Angelou is the American journey personified. Beyond that, she needs a little introduction. Her words do it for her. She wrote and recited a tribute to Nelson Mandela on behalf of the American people. The White House tweeted it out. Here's an excerpt.
His day is done. Is done. The news came on the wings of a wind reluctant to carry its burden. Nelson Mandela's day is done. No sun outlasts its sunset, but will rise again and bring the dawn. Nelson Mandela's day is done. We confess it in tearful voices, yet we lift our own to say thank you. Thank you, our Gideon. Thank you, our David, our great courageous man. We will not forget you. We will not dishonor you. We will remember and be glad that you lived among us, that you taught us, and that you loved us all.
I spoke with Dr. Maya Angelou shortly before airtime. Dr. Angelou, I watched the poem that you wrote and recited in memory of President Mandela, and one of the things that struck me that you said, you referred to him as David, not just South Africa's David, but as our David, the world's David, and our Gideon.
The truth is, we have many of us are Davids. A man, a woman, we can all be that particular person who has enough courage to stand up and say, I am one. I have enough courage to dare to be a lover, not an indulger, but somebody who dares to love. Now that's what Nelson Mandela was about. He had enough courage to say, I am, you may call me, I am a person who dares to care for other human beings. And you see, one of the reasons I said this to you some time ago when I had the pleasure of speaking to you, Anderson Cooper, I like the fact that you have enough courage to stand up. Courage is the most important of all the virtues.
The thing about Mandela that is, I find just so extraordinary in reading his history is, from a very young age, he had the courage to see beyond his own situation. I mean, he was born into a regal family. He had access to education. He could have stayed in his community, but he started to see himself as an African, not just as a Hosa. He started to see himself and see how the white regime was dividing people by stressing ethnic differences, and he was able to overcome that. And I think that's such an extraordinary thing.
It's true. He was a courageous human being, and full of the idea that he was on a journey and he had something to do. He had a place to be, and it's fabulous to realize that there's an old gospel song, which is, I'm on my journey now, Mount Zion, on my journey now, Mount Zion, and I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion. He was on a journey, and he knew it, and he had something to do. And this is what each of us has. If we have enough courage, we can say, I'm on a journey. I have a charge to keep.
You were living in Cairo with your husband, who was a South African freedom fighter, when you first met Nelson Mandela. I understood your husband and Mandela were something of rivals, but you say that didn't matter to Mandela. Tell us about that experience.
Well, they were rivals, but when Nelson Mandela came to visit, he never joined the vituperative. He never joined the argumentative people. He was simply kind to everybody.
When you heard that he was gone, what first went through your mind?
Well, I felt lost in a way. We've been friends so long, from the early 60s, and I felt lost. I didn't know quite what to say. I mean, it was a piece of news that we'd known would come. But it threw me, and I don't know if I'm over it yet, quite yet.
Dr. Maya Angelou, I appreciate you spending some moments with us tonight. Thank you so much.
I thank you very much, Ms. Anderson Cooper. Thank you. God bless your heart.